Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
First of May, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 12th of January, 2022. From Manx Radio, 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. The background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, another 228 cases, 1,736 active cases now, 6 in Nobles, nobody in ICU, GP complaints up by 56%. Big news in Ramsey for the Quayside development tonight. Low earners will get lump sums for heating this winter and another small step for tourism.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. First of May, Dave Moore.
First of May, a teenager has been flown to Entry Hospital in Liverpool with serious injuries following a crash on the Switchback Road last night. The 17-year-old male from the Peel area was driving a black Ford Fiesta when the accident happened at around 5:30. No other vehicles were involved. 11 people were arrested during the Isle of Man Constabulary's anti-drink and drug driving campaign over the festive period. Of those stopped by police, 6 have been charged to court, with 4 bailed pending further inquiries and 1 person released with no further action. The number of COVID-19 cases in the Isle of Man continues to fall. The current total stands at 1,734. That's 15 less than yesterday. The leader of the Scottish Conservative Party thinks the UK Prime Minister should resign. Earlier, Boris Johnson apologised in the House of Commons and confirmed he was at a bring-your-own-booze event in the Downing Street Garden during the first coronavirus national lockdown in 2020. The PM insists he thought it was a work event. The Labour leader described Mr Johnson's performance as a pathetic spectacle. The Duke of York's facing a civil sex case trial after a US judge dismissed an attempt by his legal team to have a lawsuit thrown out. Virginia Duray claims she was abused by the prince when she was 17. Andrew strongly denies that. And a further 398 people have died in the United Kingdom within 28 days of testing positive for COVID-19. The UK government's daily statistics show another 129,587 new infections. That's the headlines. The next news is at 6.
Man Benham. Contact with us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya. Thank you, Dave. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, no warnings out in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. Almost flat, calm, dry, partially cloudy this evening on the island. Overnight minimum 6 degrees. Looks like a nice day tomorrow. There's a very pink sunset tonight. For Thursday, Jourdain, dry and sunny with light breezes. Daytime maximum 9 Celsius, down to 5 through the night. Into Friday, Jehenya, dry and cloudy, up to 8 degrees. Tides on the way back in. High water 7:25 tonight. Low water 7 minutes past 2 a.m. High water tomorrow morning 29 minutes past 8. And the sun rises 2 minutes later at 29 minutes to 9.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
228 new cases of COVID recorded on the Isle of Man today. With all the detail, Tessa Hawley.
The government dashboard has today updated itself twice, first showing 211 new cases detected before updating to show a figure of 228. Of those, 25 have been detected via PCR testing, with 203 people logging a positive result from a lateral flow test. It brings the total number of active cases to 1,736. 6 people who have the virus are in Nobles Hospital. There is no one in intensive care. There are 198 people awaiting the results of a PCR test and 95 people booked in for a test tomorrow. Meanwhile, a new survey from the Chamber of Commerce shows that more than half of customer-facing businesses have had to close or reduce their hours due to staff shortages caused by coronavirus. Significant drops in customer footfall have also been reported, with the Chamber saying that 67% of businesses now want to see COVID restrictions lifted. 17% of those surveyed have seen their sales drop by more than 50% based on the same trading period in 2020. The Chamber says this survey generated its biggest ever response from customer-facing companies, with 141 out of 208 responding to its call for information.
Controversial plans to redevelop Ramsey's West Quay have been withdrawn by the Department of Infrastructure, as our local Democracy reporter Sarah Hendy.
Submitted last October, the planning application outlined proposed refurbishment of the town's working quayside, namely the installation of glass flood defences, creation of a public seating area, and laying of new road surfaces. In a special public meeting held by the local authority the following month, major concerns were raised by local business owners and residents. In particular, they centred on the loss of more than 60 parking spaces and the impact this would have on the biggest town in the north. With the site falling in the town's conservation area, issues were also raised over the unsympathetic aesthetic of the plans, which would seek to modernise the quay's appearance. It was agreed by many present that funds to refurbish the area would be welcomed if local knowledge could be applied to the design. During the same meeting, commissioners claimed although they'd met with the Department of Infrastructure, who were responsible for the plans, a number of issues they had outlined had not been taken into account. As a result, Ramsey Town Commissioners has objected on grounds that the proposals failed to meet policies laid out in the Isle of Man Strategic Plan 2016, an proposal which ultimately resulted in the plans being withdrawn. Details of the application can be found on the Government Online Services website.
And talking of infrastructure, the Infrastructure Minister says there are only, get this, minor tasks now left to finish on Douglas Prom. Tim Crookall, MHK, has repeated some work will still need to be carried out in March when the weather improves.
Contractors are now back on site and finishing off what they have to do. We're just waiting for when they think they're completed, and then we'll have a look at it, and there's obviously a snagging list which we'll agree with them, and then that work will have to be done, and then hopefully when all that's done, then we can say it's finished. So we're getting there. We know there's some work to do in March when the weather's a bit warmer, so the job won't be finished until March at least, but they're nearly finished what they've got to do now, and then there's the snagging list to do, and then after that, you know, we're getting there.
In terms of what still needs to be completed, could you just take us through the sort of things that are still ongoing?
A lot of it is just minor stuff now, but there's just bits and pieces like drains and tidying up, and then there's roundabout at the bottom of Broadway where the tram lines are and things like that. They're waiting for the bits to come back from across for the point bits, and then they can finish off that section there hopefully. So there's very little left to do. It's just waiting for bits to arrive, if you like. It's just keeping us waiting now.
In terms of the horse trams, for example, obviously that is requiring separate funding. When do we expect that vote to take place?
What I want to do is get finished first, what's done, what's been said will be done, and then we can just get on with the horse trams. Need to come out. They've not been out for a couple of years, I think, and some of them have got some new ones there, so they need to be trained up. So I'm told that the tracks will be ready for them to get onto, hopefully by the end of March or April time, and they'll take a few weeks to get trained up and things. But hopefully by Easter, we'll see horses out there.
I want to take a look at general maintenance, for example, around the island.
There's obviously works that have gone on over the winter period. There's a meeting next week, I believe it is, with the motorsport team and the clerk of the course, and then that meeting they'll tell my department what they still think needs to be done, and what needs to be done will obviously get done as and when the weather permits between now and TT.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
Pastor Mike, good evening. 21 minutes now before 6. Complaints made in relation to GPs on the Isle of Man have risen by 56%. A new report, which will go before Tynwald next month, shows one woman was misdiagnosed as being pregnant when she actually had a cystic mass. Tessa Hawley.
The 14-page report to Tynwald on health and social care complaints documents has been produced by the Department of Health and Social Care and covers April 2020 to March 2021. It shows in total there were 380 complaints made. That's down 15% on the previous year's figures. In fact, it was the lowest yearly volume of complaints in 4 years. 42 grievances were lodged concerning general practitioners. That's up from 27 in 2019 and 2020, with a third of those issues related to treatment by clinical staff. Four of these were referred to an independent review body, including the case of a woman being diagnosed as pregnant and a patient who felt that an initial diagnosis by a GP delayed a later diagnosis of lung cancer. Meanwhile, almost 60% or 222 of the total complaints made related to the hospital directorate, with 23% of those specifically concerning delays with or cancellations of appointments. The DHSC says the report covers an exceptional period in the history of the island's healthcare system due to the impact of COVID-19 on access to services, and this is reflected in complaint volumes. However, it also admits that despite this, a lower than anticipated volume of complaints is always a matter of concern. Manx Care, which now oversees the operational delivery of all health and care services, says it and the department will be renewing engagement with all stakeholders to ensure that their experiences of health and care services on the Isle of Man are acted upon and lessons learned.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Motorship Brent McCree left Heysham at a minute past two this afternoon. She's currently going slow astern onto the Linkspan in Douglas Inner Harbour. We'll be leaving tonight at 7:45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30, departing at 2:15 and back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Two kitchen fires in 24 hours. That's what fire crews in Douglas were faced with yesterday. The cause? Unattended cookers. Station officer David Dallamore spoke to Lewis Foster about the incident and how you can prevent the number one cause of house fires.
First one due to some plastic that was left on a hob, and the hob was on, so eventually that caught fire. Second one was, unattended cooking. It was someone had put something in the microwave and left it for a long period of time. I think they put a timer on for too long. So, yeah, two fires in the kitchen, probably in, 15, 16-hour period of both of them.
Is it really the leading cause of fires in kitchens on unattended cookers?
The biggest risk room in a property is the kitchen, and the most likely cause of fire in the kitchen is unattended cooking. So, yeah, it's a big risk for us. It's just making sure that you're aware of the potential risk that you have, because you obviously have a heat source there, and, you know, if you've got any form of combustibles around it, then you will have a chance of fire.
I imagine in both situations, smoke alarms came handy this time around.
Yeah, especially the first one. The first one was actually a block of flats, so, you know, smoke detection went off, let all the occupants know of the flats that there was a fire, and everyone evacuated. So the fire safety measures that were in place worked really well, but I can't stress the importance enough of working smoke alarms. You know, they do save lives. They give you that early warning of fire, and it means that if there's a fire, you can get out and obviously stay out and wait for us.
In both cases, breathing apparatuses were needed.
That's correct, the first one,
you say the building was heavily smoke-logged.
Yeah.
Could these situations be a lot worse?
Yeah, to be truthful, they could have escalated. I would put down, especially the first one, the work and smoke alarm, give early warnings so that, you know, the occupants could then call the fire service and we could get there really quickly. Just the emphasis again on work and smoke alarms, you know, make sure you do have a smoke alarm in your property. And I would go and say in the kitchen, you know, you can get what's called a heat detector rather than a smoke alarm. So, you know, it costs probably about £10, get them in from any hardware stores. You know, I'd recommend that in the kitchen you do have a heat detector, and outside, you know, in the rest of your property, smoke detection.
11 people were arrested during the Isle of Man Constabulary's anti-drink and drug driving campaign over the Christmas period. Here's Dave Moore.
Of those stopped by police, six have been charged to court, with four bailed pending further inquiries and one person released with no further action. The campaign began on December 3rd and ran until January 2nd, with a total of 711 vehicles being stopped and 163 roadside breath tests. That's double the number carried out during the same period over the previous 3 years. However, despite the increase, the figures for those committing drink or drug driving offences is at a four-year low for the festive period. In a statement, Inspector Neil Craig, the head of the Constabulary's Road Policing Unit, says it's pleasing to see, despite the huge number of people stopped, that only a few ended up in court. He adds that's due to a multi-effort approach involving a social media campaign aimed at educating and preventing offences of this nature being committed. This included a thought-provoking video which was shared through various platforms with a viral reach of more than 500,000 and around 50,000 engaging with police and more than 1,200 sharing the message. Inspector Craig says despite the campaign ending, There'll be a stronger and proactive approach from plainclothed and uniformed officers to catch drivers under the influence of drink or drugs throughout the year.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
It's a quarter to six on Manx Radio. The IFGL International Finance Group Limited brands RL360, RL360 Services and Friends Provident have been given a five-star rating by AKG Financial Analytics Limited of Dorking in Surrey. AKG specialises in the provision of ratings, information and market assistance to the financial services industry. AKG refers to IFGL as one of the leading players in the offshore market. Prices in the USA are rising at their fastest rate in almost 40 years, with inflation up 7% year on year in December. Strong demand and scarce supply for key items like cars are driving the increases, putting pressure on policymakers to act. The US central bank's expected to raise interest rates this year, which is aimed at reducing demand by making purchases such as cars more expensive. December's increase marked the third month in a row that the US annual inflation rates hovered above 6%, well above the policymakers' 2% target. The last time the pace of inflation exceeded that level was 1982. Housing costs were up 4.1% year-on-year, groceries up 6.5% compared to an annual 1.5% annual average over the last 10 years. Although energy costs dropped 0.4% from November to December, the first decline since April, however, over 12 months, energy costs in the United States are up 30% and have returned to an upward trajectory in recent days. So it looks like the interest rate in America will be going up, and where America leads, everyone else follows.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks nudged higher as investors monitored the latest reading of US inflation data, and US stocks rose as investors eyed that new report on inflation. Oil steadied after rising in the previous session on expectations that fuel demand will continue to strengthen. Gold steadied, although bullion's gains were offset by improved appetite for riskier assets. In corporate news, miners were the standout gainers. Metals rose, so BHP, Antofagasta, Rio, Glencore and Anglo American all higher. Whitbread rallied as it hailed a resilient third quarter performance in the UK despite the emergence of the Omicron variant, but said trading in pubs and restaurants remained more challenging. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 up 0.8% at 7,551. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.4% at 16,003. In New York City a short time ago, the Dow Jones Industrial up just 0.2% at 36,256. The NASDAQ Tech Stock Index up 0.1% at 15,169, and the S&P 500 up just over 0.1% at 4,720. But the day goes on in New York. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently worth $1 36.9 cents, €1 19.8 cents, and 21 South African rand 1 cent. And in commodities, gold is up just over 0.1% at $1,824 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up almost 1.4% at $84.92.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Lump sum payments will be made available to those on low incomes to help with heating costs this winter. Rob Pritchard.
Those on low incomes who don't receive any income-related social security benefits will be able to apply for the variable rate winter bonus. Those eligible can apply for a cash payment of either £25, £50 or £75. Government says the initiative is being brought in light of rising gas and oil costs. Tim Wald approved a 27.5% increase to gas prices on Ireland in October 2021. At the time, Treasury Minister David Ashford confirmed a £1 million support package would be created to help those on lower incomes. The later scheme is designed specifically to target support at those who fall just outside the current eligibility criteria for other programmes. Winter bonuses are already available for those on income support, income-based job seekers allowance and employed persons allowance. Anyone on those schemes already won't be entitled to the new support. Entitlement for the new scheme will be based on assessments of personal circumstances and means during the week commencing the 3rd of January. To qualify, a person's income that week must be just above income support levels and the applicant must be responsible for paying house costs. Minister Ashford is urging anyone struggling with their heating bills at this time and may not be sure if they qualify to get in touch. He adds his department will continue to monitor home heating costs over the next few weeks and consider whether further help is required. Claims must be made before the 3rd of February. More information is available at www.gov.im/social security or ringing 685053.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Fast Am I, Dave Moore.
Fast Am I. Good news for motorcycle road racing fans. It looks like the Ulster Grand Prix is back. The event in Northern Ireland, which attracts many star names from the Isle of Man TT, is due to go ahead in August for what will be its centenary. The last one was run in 2019, but spiralling debts, running into hundreds of thousands of pounds, looked like it wouldn't return. It's now in the hands of the Revival Racing Motorcycle Club, which includes the involvement of retired 11-time TT winner Philip McCallan. FC Isle of Man appear to have no injury concerns ahead of this weekend's clash against Ellesmere Rangers at the Bowl. Last Saturday, they moved into fourth place in the Northwest Counties League Division 2, First Division South, sorry, with victory over Withenshaw Amateurs by 2-0, the second coming with around 5 minutes remaining.
Down back in the centre of the park, Mike Williams battling away, Sean Doyle on the edge of the penalty area to Dan Simpson out on the left. He'll be looking for a cross in, goes back to the edge of the penalty area, Luke Murray, low effort, he's gone through the goalkeeper, and a moment for Cal Haslam to forget, and FC Isle of Man may now be in firm control of this game with a few minutes to go. Luke Murray smashed it into the back of the net. SC Isle of Man 2, Withenshaw Amateurs 0.
And you can hear live coverage of Saturday's game on Manx Radio 1368 AM and online. Kickoff is at 6:30.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
8 minutes now before 6 o'clock, inbound tonight. The 5:35 Logan Air from Manchester came in 10 minutes early or so. Next inbound is the 7:30 EasyJet from Gatwick. That's scheduled to be on time at the moment. Departing, next departure 6:10, Logan Air's patient transfer plane to Liverpool on time, and then the EasyJet back to Gatwick at 8 o'clock tonight. The last inbound tonight, the patient transfer coming back from Liverpool, the 8:10 Logan Air from Liverpool. On the road, Snuff the Winds close between the round table and the turnoff of Snuff the Wind Mines, the shoulder road there. They're replacing a culvert. Temporary lights 24 hours a day by the Highlander and St Trinian's for work on that surface water drainage. In Douglas, Queen Street and a section of North Quay closed because of that unsafe building around Newsons. Empire Terrace in Douglas and the bottom end of Palace Roads closed for resurfacing. Harcroft Roads closed at the junction with Balafton Manor Hill for sewer diversion work. And temporary lights at Balafton Meadow for resurfacing. There are also temporary lights at Farm Hill Lane at the junction with Cushag Road 24 hours a day. They're working on pavements. Between Groudle and the Liverpool Arms, temporary lights on King Edward Road 24 hours a day for work on the tram line. Bottom end of Glen Road Lacks is closed just by the bridge for that new surface water sewer. The Jerby East Road is closed for patching and culvert cleaning. And in Bagarrow, temporary lights on the TT course at Bagarrow Crossroads 24 hours a day for water main repairs.
Massimo Tyres, budget tyres priced to keep your vehicle safe and legal. Only available at Quayside.
Changes to some COVID-19 testing for international travellers coming to the island have been welcomed by tourism firms. Sally Helich, Director of Isle of Man Events, describes scrapping PCR tests for fully jabbed international arrivals as another small step forward for the tourism industry.
Which is good. We're hopefully progressing in the right direction. I think it's definitely, as I say, going in the right direction, and it's got to be a positive. It allows people to travel slightly easier now with less restrictions, but it really is only just a sort of a very gentle step. We've still got a bit of a way to go, I think, but hopefully, yeah, it will help get things going a bit faster now.
It is a gentle step, as you say, and things can change day to day with the COVID situation, as we well know. But being able to take these just incremental steps a bit at a time, especially having that and avoid going backwards, as it were, How important is that?
Oh, yeah, I think that the whole of the industry would say that, yeah, we would rather be taking gentle steps than going backwards. You know, that nobody wants that to happen again. So if it is a must that we have to do it slowly but surely, then that's what we must do.
How damaging could it be to see further restrictions come back in, even if they are needed?
Yeah, I think the honesty there is it would be completely tragic. I really don't think that this industry and many others could sustain going through another lockdown. You know, it doesn't just repair itself. When we came out of lockdown, it wasn't that, you know, everybody is fine and we're fixed and we're running again. This has been, you know, we're damaged now for the next 18 months. It's going to take a long while to get over this. So if we went backwards and sort of lockdowns were even spoken about, I think it would be extremely damaging for many industries.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dave Moore and producer Lewis Foster. Remember, if you want to comment on the news agenda, you've got a story you think we should be covering, or you just want to say hello from near or far, the address is update@manxradio.com. I'm Andy Wint, back with another update, same time tomorrow night at 5:30.